This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Home of the binary trigger, the home of the Seleuze line, the home of Reformation, the home of Providence. Well worth your time to go check out. If you are a Democrat, you're probably thinking and maybe fantasizing about a Harris-Cheney ticket in 2024. Because the asterisk administration is a complete disaster, not just on policy. The Obama administration was a policy disaster, but it was at least a competently implemented disaster. The zombie administration is a disaster in both form and substance. So what has the desiccated old weirdo achieved in his 6 weeks in office? Of semi-consciousness. Well, he put out tens of thousands of Americans out of jobs, including union guys who voted for him, all without holding a vote. He told the American people that their kids can't go to school because public school teachers take priority over children because of science or something. We've got another war in the Middle East now. We managed, you know, I'd forgotten what that felt like. And those are kind of accomplishments, but it is not really good ones. His administration had someone named Ducklow who was mean to women in it. He had another who wants to be a woman and who wants to let your little boys be surgically turned into women. And Neera Tanden's confirmation was blocked because she was a woman and totally not because she was an inept loudmouth. Supposedly, we're back. This is a return to normalcy. But if this is normalcy, what does a freak show look like? Are you asterisk voters starting to feel a bit of buyer's remorse? And let me ask it another way. How are you guys enjoying your $2,000 checks right now? Oh, well. On the upside, they did impeach Trump again and failed again. And again, after sucking up 2 weeks of the Senate's calendar. So what do you have to show for yourself, asterisk voters? You got a whole bunch of failure. Like Humpty Dumpty's establishment guardians' efforts, all the media hacks can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. They can try. They can try. And sell you on how happy days are here again. But at the end of the day, you still have a diaper wrapped around your face. And your kids are shipping off for another war. And who the hell cares, Istan? So it's basically the Trump era with fewer jobs, the same pandemic, and we have a stupid new war too on to boot. I'm not really sure this is the kind of change that the asterisk voters thought they were going to get. On the plus side, though, there's no mean tweets, right? I mean, there's that. On the downside, President Badfinger isn't capable of tweeting. He's barely capable of using the remote to find the Matlock Marathon on that was, you know, TV land. I mean, we're in, what is it now? We're going on 2 months in. This is already a failed presidency. He's done nothing. He has accomplished nothing. He is nothing. In the sense that he's an afterthought to the whole endeavor. His job is to sign executive orders, not to think them up or prepare them or even read them before he scrawls his X on them. And, you know, hey, Mr. President, time for your photo with your dogs, that kind of thing. Maybe it'd be a good idea to change out your bathroom because it's noon. Change there, you know. And the only way that could be worse would be if Hunter Biden got back in the news, but, you know, that's happened too. They caught a lid on this whole term back in January 21st, and it doesn't get lifted until Kamala Harris finishes it, pulling off her 25th Amendment flex. Right? I could be wrong. I doubt it, but I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, maybe we can circle back and point out one thing that this guy has done that has gone right. One. Even his attempt to unilaterally change the immigration law has hit a brick wall in the form of a Trump judge who said, nah, you kind of have to do what the law says. It's being the, you know, it's the law and stuff. And by the way, those kids aren't in cages. They're in the fun camps now with fun bars and fun fences. The only way this could be worse is if the Asterisk administration contracted out their operation to the Lincoln Project. Oh, my. I hope I didn't give an idea with that one. So, right now, it's a unique dynamic to be in. The president, Asterisk Biden, has managed to disappoint the left. He was always going to disappoint the right, and he probably disappointed his wife when he failed to call her doctor as she handed him his morning mush bowl. This narrative of normalcy and competence is shakier than Grandpa Gropey trying to go down the stairs. And it's not going to last. Can't. Everybody knows the guy is senile. Everybody knows the administration can't make things happen. Everybody knows this is a car wreck. The only person happy about this is Jimmy Carter, because now he's got a shot at being the second worst president in history of the last 100 years. With Trump, it was promises made, promises kept. With Commander-in-Chief Krusty, it's promises made. Hey, Jill, where the heck is my slipper? You macadamia-twirling, hard-boiled egg-monger. And the funniest part of all is that when Kamala Harris replaces this guy, she will by this time next year, she's going to do even worse because she's even worse. I mean, I know that there's a little buyer's remorse going on out there right now, and I understand it. I fully get it. I don't understand why we're not hearing more about it. I know that it's actually sort of fun. I'm having a good time watching Gavin Newsom go down in flames. Every time I see Gavin Newsom, I'm reminded of that movie Rodan, you know, the Japanese movie with the monster where the flying Rodan, when he gets caught on fire by the volcano and he's flying around and screeching and everything, and finally he just goes down and crashes in flames and just is consumed by the flames. That's Gavin Newsom. And then you got Andrew Cuomo. I don't even know what to compare him to. He's sort of like a bad extra in a Godfather movie, but I don't know who he would be. He'd be one of the guys that got rubbed out that didn't even get credited. Although he has plenty of speaking parts, but the Democrats, they are, once they gain ultimate power, they own the system, all the systemic racism, that's all there is to. Have at it. And these guys are losers. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows it. There's going to be some people that can't wait for 2022 to get here. And as far as the rest of it is concerned, you know what? Hey, Kamala, we'll see you in 2024, baby. All right? You're going to get a chance. You're going to get your chance to shine. I can't wait to see that fumble. That's going to be just something altogether. We won't be able to pull away from that car wreck. I'm going to have to just stare and stare and stare. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Over the hill. Meister.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com, indeed. The first 2 years that Florida's red flag firearms seizure law was on the books, more than 3,500 petitions were filed with courts across the state, and the orders were approved more than 95% of the time. Critics of the law have pointed out that individuals can be stripped of their right to own a firearm, even though they've not been arrested or even charged with a crime. And while the red flag law requires a court hearing within 2 weeks of an order being granted, low-income gun owners are not entitled to a public defender or free legal representation because the court procedure is civil, not criminal in nature. Some mental health experts are also opposed to the red flag laws, arguing that simply taking guns away without addressing the underlying mental health condition doesn't really solve the problem of a dangerous individual. Finally, somebody has a light go off in their little skulls. One mental health counselor in Florida says she's concerned that people who aren't really a threat to themselves or others could easily get ensnared in the law. Dr. Laura Strafeller, a licensed mental health counselor, said, "Are we talking about somebody who's actively psychotic and out of touch, or somebody that's just really struggling at the time?" This law was passed as a reaction after seven people were killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. The Strafeller is fearful if law enforcement starts to make clinical diagnoses that could be dangerous, which, you know, this was one of the problems with the law to begin with. She said, "I think if we start having them diagnose and take away weapons and have mental health diagnosis as a way that people are going to lose their firearms, I think what's going to happen is people are going to stop looking for help." Some members of law enforcement see this issue differently. Charlotte County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Claudette Bennett said, "Just like law enforcement can take someone into protective custody if they're a threat to themselves, like the Baker Act, it kind of coincides with that." She also said there's no way a risk protection order would be filed without clear and convincing evidence that this individual could be a risk. The problem with this is that the Baker Act, or civil commitment laws, may not be used as often when authorities have the option to pursue a red flag order instead. And here's the problem with this. Taking the red flag order just simply takes away the tool. Okay? It doesn't take away the dangerous part. The gun is not the dangerous part. The axe is not the dangerous part. The knife is not the dangerous part. The dangerous part is the person that might hurt somebody. And that's where the problem comes in. She's 100% correct on that one. Red flag laws, including the one in Florida, do not generally involve mental health experts at all. Instead, you get a judge. He gets to decide whether or not someone poses a danger to themselves or others. And during the initial hearing, the subject of the red flag order isn't even present in the courtroom to offer their side of the case. Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini is hoping to repeal the state's red flag law, but it's going to be an uphill battle. He continued his effort by also introducing legislation that would repeal the red flag law, which he calls unconstitutional. He explained that the law in place allows a judge to confiscate firearms without due process, which is true. In addition, his repeals irrational anti-2A laws like the law prohibiting adults 18 to 20 years of age from purchasing guns. It was a Republican-controlled legislature that passed red flag law legislation in 2018, and a Republican governor who signed the bill into law. So Sabatini is going to have to persuade his conservative colleagues to undo the measure approved 3 years ago if Florida's red flag law is going to be successfully rolled back. That's unlikely to happen. But it is good to have somebody making that attempt. I get that they're supporters of red flag laws. I understand it. I understand why they want to support them. Because in theory, what you're trying to do is you're trying to defuse a situation before it becomes a situation. I get that. However, there's a problem with this. The way some of these things are put together, somebody could be just angry at you and file a red flag order on you, like happened in Maryland. I don't remember the gentleman's name up there. I think he was a little older than I am. One of his family members filed a red flag order on him, and they showed up at his house at 0:30. He went to the door with a gun because it was 0:30, and, he put up a little bit of a tussle, and he got killed. for not having committed a crime, for one of his loved ones, one of his relatives, wanting to teach him a little bit of a lesson. I know that some of these supporters of the red flag laws are aren't gun grabbing activists intent on obliterating the Second Amendment right, but the fact remains that the law does have significant issues, both from a constitutional perspective and as a practical matter. If someone is truly a danger to themselves or others, then the issue isn't whether or not they own a gun. It's whether they're getting help. And red flag laws don't address the mental health problem, the actual problem, in any way. I know it's much cheaper just to go ahead and confiscate somebody's guns than put them in an inpatient mental health facility. But this is a problem that doesn't go away until you address it. If you've got somebody that is there's an issue with them, there's an issue to where we have to be concerned about them, whether they're going to be a danger to themselves or a danger to others, then they're going to be a danger to themselves or others, whether they're doing it with their own gun or are we taking away their car? Are we taking away their shoelaces? What are we leaving him with? Because the weapon is not the gun. The weapon is here. This is what's in here is the weapon. The intent, the capacity of the person, that's the weapon, not the gun. The gun is simply a tool. So, I would really appreciate it if they would err on the side of constitutionality and say, okay, now we got to do the hard things, the expensive things that we got to do, and stop worrying about who gets these kickbacks and who gets the, how much money we throw into this guy to get this highway paved, and, this guy's a donor over here, so I'm going to give him some business. And I really wish they would just do that. Of course, I know that and, I don't know, what is it, like $6 would get me a cup of coffee. So, looking to politicians to solve this issue it's a fool's errand, and it's definitely what they've come up with, red flag law, that is quite ineffective. It's not going to do anything at all to stop anything at all. It's not going to save anybody at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First deliveries of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose coronavirus vaccine are expected early this week. At their Kentucky Distribution Center, boxes are the CDC green-lighted J&J's vaccine Sunday, making it the first single-shot vaccine approved for use in the United States. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News this is great news for everyone.
It's incredible news that we now have three vaccine candidates with an EUA so that Americans can start receiving them. Johnson & Johnson has guaranteed about 4 million doses to be shipped out this week to states and pharmacies alike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are calling for an independent investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. This after another woman claimed that Cuomo made inappropriate comments to her. USA Radio News. How often are we going to need a COVID-19 vaccine shot moving forward?
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in the medical establishment. It's probably going to be more than last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
MLB spring training continuing on Monday with games being played in Arizona and Florida, most stadiums holding between 15 and 30% capacity. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. What I do now is a public service announcement for all of the people in the journalistic world and all of the gun grabbers and everybody else who generally will spout off about guns at any given time without knowing what the hell they're talking about. So I do this public service announcement. For those of you that already know this, you know, maybe this would be a good time to go get a cup of coffee, make a sandwich, I don't know. Or if you just want to stay around and listen, that's fine too. First of all, you need to know the four rules, people. Treat all guns as if they're loaded. Never point the muzzle at anything you don't intend to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until you are on target and you intend to fire. Can always confirm your target as well as what's in front, behind, and around it. Any one of those rules, if you break any one of those rules, well, that's negligence. Negligence. Pure and simple. Number two, guns are inanimate objects. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. You guys can mock this all you want, you ignorant gun controllers, you. But it's true, and it's also true. What all is that guns don't kill people, bullets do, if you want to be really, you know, pedantic about it. A gun cannot load a magazine by itself. It cannot secure a loaded magazine by itself. An empty gun cannot chamber a round or rack the slide by itself. A gun cannot pull the trigger by itself unless it's part of the Stephen King movie Maximum Overdrive. This is one of the reasons why I personally dislike the term accidental shooting, because it suggests a lack of accountability and responsibility. Somebody picks up a gun and shoots when they don't intend to shoot. That's negligence. That's negligence. This is why those, you know, for everything else, anything else that might come up regarding negligence, see point one that I just made with the four rules. If you follow them, you reduce the probability of negligent shootings to zero. That, and, you know, this has nothing to do with intentional shootings where innocent people are targeted. They just don't require human agency. They require criminal intent. Please remember that. Number three, modern guns do not accidentally go off. If that were so, if this were the case, then that would mean that, yes, we would be suing gun companies because they were making a flawed product, you know. In order for a gun to go bang, a specific sequence of events must occur in the proper sequence. And modern handguns do not accidentally go bang. They're just not. It's just not how it works. Even a loaded gun with a chambered round, with the safety off, and the hammer striker cocked, will not just go off by itself. It must still be pressed. The trigger has to be pressed in order for this to work. Now, whether they do this intentionally or not, this kind of phrasing implies that the gun itself is the hazard rather than the person, and a gun is only as good as the person that wields it. Number four, semi-automatic and automatic are not synonyms. There is a world of difference between semi-automatic and automatic. Some people can shoot a semi-automatic and make it sound like an automatic, and, you know, that's a talent, but, you know, if you want people to understand that you don't really have a clue what you're talking about, then all, by all means conflate automatic with semi-automatic, please. An automatic firearm, they're fun as long as you're not buying the ammo. If you're buying the ammo, they become a waste of money. In contrast to an automatic weapon, which will just fire continuously till it runs out of ammunition with one pull of the trigger, a semi-automatic firearm has to be pulled repeatedly in order for it to fire repeatedly. So, you know, one pull, one expenditure of a round. That's it. That's all there is. That's all there is. Item number five. Clip and magazine are also not synonyms. A clip is... I don't even mess with clips anymore. They're just so... so inconvenient. Magazines, though, you know, you can get magazine loaders and make it easier. And that, you know, it actually has a utilitarian purpose for me. Number six, gun safeties can and will fail. You need to go back and see the first item with the four rules. If you keep that in mind, then when the gun safety does fail, you're going to be okay. You're okay. Because they're mechanical devices. They fail, right? Seven, so-called smart gun technology is not. It's not smart. It's not reliable. And it's all based on having some gigantic clock or something, some talisman near it. And, you know, as long as it's within, you know, proximity, whoever has it can shoot you with it. Number eight, handing somebody a badge doesn't make him or her a good shooter. If you see a police officer that is a good shooter, that means they're training. They're training, they're practicing, they're doing a lot of things. Most of them don't have the time or the budget. Most departments don't have the time or the budget. A lot of things going into being a cop. Number nine, the AR in AR-15 doesn't stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite, which I don't even know if they're in business anymore. So get off of that. I mean, like the Franklin Armory AR-15, that's a FA-15. Number 10, high-capacity magazine bans are completely counterproductive. This whole idea that you guys have of there's an acceptable amount of bullets to rounds that could be in a magazine is stupid. It's stupid. You know, just like the inaccurately stated gun show loophole. Yeah. Number 11, shooting to wound is absurd and dangerous. That means... what they want to know is why don't you shoot them in an extremity, which are moving, right? Center mass is pretty much stable, you know, it's set, and the arms and legs, they're moving and everything. A shot to the leg in the right place will kill you in 4 minutes. Just like a shot to the arm. If you hit an artery, you're done. You're done. Unless somebody's going to get out there and, you know, plug both ends of the artery that you just severed, they're done. Plus, you have a better chance of missing when you're aiming at something smaller. Center mass... people in self-defense, you should shoot to deanimate. Don't worry about wounding or killing, you know, you're just shooting to deanimate. Number 12, hollow point bullets are actually safer than standard full metal jacket ammunition. Full metal jacket will overpenetrate and go right through it and go somewhere that you don't intend for it to go. Number 13, most gun owners understand gun laws a lot better than the gun grabbers do. That's just a fact. And number 14, my favorite. Do you guys want universal background checks right now? That's already the law in many states. Illinois has it, right? They require universal background checks on all firearms purchases, and until recently they virtually banned gun possession. Have these laws done anything to curb any gun violence at all in Chicago? No. They have them in California. They have them in New York. Some states require universal background checks only on handguns. North Carolina is one of those states. So it's not like nothing is going on. And why do I sing it out, North Carolina? Because it was in North Carolina that a crazed leftist armed with a handgun allegedly murdered three young Muslims over what appears to be a parking dispute. So the takeaway is that no amount of gun laws or do-goodery is going to keep guns out of the hands of evil people. But those laws can keep guns out of the hands of good, safe, law-abiding citizens who just want to protect themselves and their families. And gun grabbers, believe it or not, that goal, that aim, that desire, that should be a crime. That should be a crime when you attempt to disarm the law-abiding. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm being told two things from the ninjas out there that are watching on the stream right now and listening. First of all, Armalite is still in business. Cool. I'm glad they still are. I mean, they're a venerable company that's been around quite a bit. And one of my buddies, Dan, up in Michigan, who recently got back into being a reserve police officer, and his daughter's about to become a full-time police officer, he gets to train monthly on their budget. So that's good. It'd be really good if everybody got to do that that's in law enforcement. I don't know what the actual circumstance behind that is, but anyway. You may not remember this being stated, but it was. I quote, "We conclude that the banned assault weapons and large capacity magazines are not protected by the Second Amendment." This coming from Bill Clinton nominee and Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Robert King. He wrote in the opinion to Colby versus Hogan, a challenge to the state of Maryland's assault weapons ban. He said, "That is, we are convinced that the banned assault weapons and large capacity magazines are among those arms that are like M16 rifles, weapons that are most useful in military service, which the Heller court singled out as being beyond the Second Amendment's power. Put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protection to the weapons of war that the Heller decision explicitly excluded from such coverage." He disingenuously whined. And all the Supreme Court had to do to let this logically and legally indefensible position prevail was nothing. They refused to take the case in the Supreme Court for reasons that would certainly have included tripping all over its own contradictions. But here's the thing, and you know, for anybody out there that wants to get out there and say, well, you know, I don't think it covers weapons of war. What the antis disparage as weapons of war are precisely what we, the people, are entitled to have. That's why the militia was deemed necessary to the security of a free state by the founders. And Judge King would not have needed to extend anything. U.S. versus Miller, the landmark case from 1939, already observed a weapon would need to have some reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia, or that this weapon is any part of the ordinary military equipment, or that its use could contribute to the common defense. We can thank the supposed originalist, Judge Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, for perpetuating and solidifying the confusion. Because there's a lot of open doors in the Heller decision, as good as it is. But although it's fair to suspect his motives were more deliberate than speculative. He volunteered. Like most rights, the Second Amendment right is not unlimited. He seemed desperate to apologize for the majority ruling and to make a concession the gun grabbers could use later to an advantage. Miller's holding that the sorts of weapons protected in those in common use at the time finds support in the historical tradition of prohibiting the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons. He used that to imply banning weapons such as the M16 rifles and the like would not be an infringement. Otherwise, he asserted it would mean that the National Firearms Act's restrictions on machine guns might be unconstitutional, machine guns being useful in warfare in 1939. No indication what his point was at that particular minute. And, if somebody, are you entitled to an M16/M4? Hell yeah. And is the NFA a tyrannical abomination? Hell yeah. Sure is. So who, but somebody willfully deluding himself, or a liar, or both, would cite Miller and then deliberately ignore that it recognized the militia as all males physically capable of acting in concert for the common defense and bearing arms supplied by themselves and of the kind in common use at the time. Its function was and still is to field citizen soldiers. Me, you, And these citizens bore arms that were suitable for that purpose, ordinary military equipment, intended to be taken into common defense battles. The militia did not assemble in the green, bearing torches and pitchforks. They came with the intent to match, and best, a professional military threat. And to suggest the framers of the Constitution meant anything else is to accuse them of being insane and of codifying into the supreme law of the land that sending an ill-equipped citizenry to their slaughter was necessary for the security of a free state. And as an aside, his opinion should have been no surprise in the footnote for his 1997 book, A Matter of Interpretation. He wrote, of course, properly understood, the Second Amendment is no limitation upon arms control by the states. I know that a lot of people hold Justice Scalia in a lot of reverence, and I understand it. But listen, he's represented now as an originalist, and his views were anything but that. There's a book called A View of the Constitution where colleague Brian Puckett writes that it was standard constitutional law text at Harvard until 1845 and at Dartmouth until 1860. William Rawl, a contemporary of the founders and the man to whom George Washington offered to appoint as the first U.S. Attorney General, offered a very different opinion. No clause in the Constitution could, by any rule of construction, be conceived to give Congress the power to disarm the people. Such a flagitious, shameful, wicked, criminal, villainous attempt could only be made under some general pretense by a state legislature. And if any blind pursuit of inordinate power either should attempt it, this amendment may be appealed to as a restraint on both. So, speaking of shameful and wicked and criminal villains, fast forward to the present. Here we have a Democrat eye-rolling feeding frenzy to strip you of what the Continental Congress delegate Tench Cox called the birthright of an American, which he specifically identified as every other terrible implement of the soldier. You should have it all. He said, the unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. Of course, this is the last thing a monopoly of violence wants. And he knew this well. The Cox and Fraser merchant firm he formed after the war ended dealt, among other commodities, in guns. And the firm, as the James Madison Research Library and Information Center notes, made arms for private purchase, for state militias, and for local militia groups. He went on to play a major role in the Jefferson and Madison administrations by promoting an early version of American industrial policy. Among the articles that he promoted for domestic manufacture were gunpowder and ironworks. Guns. While he opposed taking up arms in the Whiskey Rebellion because he believed a constitutionally imposed tax was not grounds for a Second Amendment revolution to rescue the Constitution from tyranny, he would continue to support the right to arms as a mechanism allowing popular revolt as a last resort. And not just for that. He supported something called the Philadelphia Aurora, which was a Jeffersonian newspaper. And in it, he promoted armed citizens guarding the paper after its editor was beaten and the Federalists set out to destroy the press. But it wasn't just for collective actions, as he signed off on an article appearing in the paper urging. But as men intent upon hostility have associated themselves in military corps, it becomes your duty to associate likewise. Arm and organize yourselves immediately. Do you wish to preserve your rights? Arm yourselves. Do you wish to secure your dwellings? Arm yourselves. Do you wish your wives and daughters protected? Arm yourselves. Do you wish to be defended against assassins or the bully rocks of faction? Arm yourselves. Do you desire to assemble in security to consult for your own good or the good of the country? Arm yourselves. To arms, and you may then sit down contented, each man under his own vine and his own fig tree, and have no one to make him afraid if you are desirous to counteract a design pregnant with misery and ruin. Then arm yourselves. For in a firm, imposing, and dignified attitude will consist your own security and that of your families. To arms, then to arms. Imagine the newspaper today taking that stance. Now, for everybody watching the stream right now, the stream is going to end right here at this segment as we get done, as we flip into the next hour. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, editor-in-chief. And in the third hour, it's going to be Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. So if you wish to continue on listening, GCNLive.com. If you're not aware there is an affiliate, check it out. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.